Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. I am going to start sizing up guys for their dicks. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm going to do it. I really want to hunt around and find a guy that has a super big one. I want a man to lose his mind when I'm sucking his cock. That's the only way to do it. I mean, go big or go home. On record, probably one of the most just wettest I've ever been. I mean, I was gushing down my leg. Hey guys, all right. Have you started your sex bucket list? I'm working on mine. This is what this podcast is going to be about. Well, I hope you guys are going to join me in those efforts and that you're going to make your sex life a priority this year too. I'm super excited. Hey, and if you need some inspiration, don't forget you can always revert back to episode 134, which is your 2021 sex bucket list. I think I put some really good ideas in there. Nothing too crazy, especially if you're just trying to get your feet wet with it. But I'm super excited to share with you what I have on my list. And, you know, hey guys, based on how crazy the world is now, we should all be having more sex, really. I mean, let's just go back to the 60s, right? Was it 60s or 70s? Make love, not war. Come on, let's bring it back. It needs a revival. I will help you lead the charge on that. By the way, something kind of exciting. Part of one of the things I suggest for you guys in that episode 134 is to take sexy pictures of yourself. So I'm following my own advice and I took some pictures this morning and I'm posting them on my social media. So you can, I kind of snuck them in there. You can take a look and you'll find, you know, just a few little teasers. You know, I like to tease. So, you know, there's some stuff out there you can find. You know, everybody's always asking, are you going to put up more pictures? Will you put up more pictures? Especially since my first Tumblr blog got taken down. I had slowly kind of snuck some pictures on there. And, but those were kind of, I still have them, but you know, I don't want to bring out old stuff. So I've posted some new stuff so you can kind of feast your eyeballs on that. All right. Now, here we go for the sex bucket list for 2021. My first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of turn myself into a pseudo size queen. So I'm going to size up. What I mean by that is my goal is to find a guy that's literally as big as the dildo that I bought. That's really just my big, like, ginormous dildo. I don't know. I wish I would have been more prepared, I would have taken the measurements of it. But it's pretty generous, pretty sizable. And, you know, I would really love to find a guy in real life that had a super big one. Now, this is going to be an anomaly. It's going to take me a while to find this person. Anyway, it's going to take me a while to find this guy, I'm sure. But I am on the hunt. So I just want, you know what? I just want to experience a really, really big one. I don't necessarily want this continuously long term, more just like a one-off or, you know, maybe a two or three off here and there, whatever. But I'm really kind of like, I am going to start sizing up guys for their dicks. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm going to do it. I really want to hunt around and find a guy that has a super big one. So I'm going to just for the novelty of it. And again, I'm not doing it for, you know, for like a long term. I don't think it's gonna stick, so to speak. I mean, you guys know I've always been super worried about, I don't want to be stretched out and all that stuff. If you do a guy with big ones all the time, you're just going to be stretched out. Now, ladies, if you have a big one, if you have a guy with a big dick and I'm wrong, tell me, please let me know. I don't want it to be ongoing. I just kind of want the novel experience of it. So I'm really going to try to find a guy that is abnormally large. Now, I've been with guys that are big and that I think fit very well. And I'm perfectly happy with that. But I'm kind of want to go a step up just to see, just to check it out. I want to see what it's all about. So that's on my bucket list. A guy with a big, big dick. All right. Number two, I'm really going to make this 2021. I want to make this the year of the blowjob for me. I want to really focus on my oral sex skills and really improve on them. I want to be doing everything right, you know, hitting on all cylinders. I really want to master this, and, you know, and I'm not kidding about it. It's like when you want to do better at something, well, that means you got to do what? A lot of practice. Practice makes perfect. So I quite frankly don't know who or whom I'm going to be doing all this practice on, but I'm sure once I put it out there, I'm going to have some willing participants. I don't think I'm going to get any like pushback from the guys. But yeah, I really want to focus on this. And I'm actually, when I say focus, I mean, I'm going to learn, take some classes, do some reading, whatever I need to do to educate myself on techniques that I'm not aware of, just different ways to do it. I might even do a little research, you know, find forums and things like that where guys talk about really what they really like about it. I always try to find this stuff out for my partner. Like, what is it about this that really turns you on, that just that puts you over the edge, that makes you come lose your mind? I mean, I want a man to lose his mind when I'm sucking his cock. That's the only way to do it. I mean, go big or go home. Why would you want to do a mediocre blowjob? Like, if somebody's rating me, it's like, yeah, it was a 7. Oh my gosh. No, that won't work. I realize that every guy's different. You're wired different, just like women. But I want to have a few bags in my trick. I want to be more stealthy about it. I just want to know, oh, he's the kind of guy that likes, I can tell he likes this, this, and this. Now I'll combine these three things. I'm going to give him the best blowjob of his life. So that's my goal, that I really want to focus on that, get better at it, hone those skills. It's something I enjoy anyway, so why not want to improve on it? Plus, if I'm with somebody that's regular, I mean, this is a benefit to them, and I always, always want to please my partner. So I'm looking forward to this. I'm expanding my blowjob skills. Okay, number three, go to more sex clubs and do more public sex stuff. What I realized about that time I was in New Orleans at that sex club, you know, something I realized that I didn't know was that the voyeurism aspect really turned me on. I never thought it would. I never thought that I was really into that or about that. But man, when I was doing it, woo, I literally, it was on record, probably one of the most just wettest I've ever been. I mean, I was gushing down my leg, and it wasn't squirting. Maybe there's a little bit of squirting going on in there. I don't know, but no, it was just literally lubricant. My vagina was so wet and just dripping, literally dripping. And I can get that way when I'm turned on, thinking about a certain person, or just, you know, turned on in general, thinking about sex. But this was different. I mean, that whole experience with being there and being pushed up against the wall and in a dominant way. And there were people just right next to us, just standing there right next to us. And like, we were the focal point, and I was so hot for him. And I mean, I knew they were there, but I wasn't totally tuned into them. It just, they were like the cherry on top. That extra little thing, knowing that someone's watching this person that has all this control over me, that turns me on, knows how to push my buttons, and then they're watching it, you know, and they really get to see somebody, a couple that's hot for each other, just the way we get it on. Oh, God. Yes, I want that again. I want to try to do that again. I don't know when sex clubs are going to open up. I don't know when it's going to be appropriate given, you know, COVID and everything that we're going through, but it's on my list and I'm going to try to make that happen. We'll see. You know, I mean, I have all year, so hopefully things turn around. It's the beginning of the year. So I'm keeping positive thoughts that we get back to, you know, normal activities and socializing more freely without worried about, you know, being worried about spreading anything that we don't want to spread. Okay. Number four. It's the one thing that has escaped me for 4 years. That's why it's number four. It's these damn threesomes. Well, guess what? Swear to God, honest, like hand to the Bible, I am done with this fucking around and talking about it. I'm going to get it done. I'm going to get out of my head, get out of my own way, stop being so picky, stop thinking, oh, it didn't happen this way, it didn't happen that way. I'm just going to go for it because I have a strong feeling. It'll be like a lot of things where I just sort of go for it and it turns out great. And then from there, it leads to other things. And then I can expand on the things I do in a threesome. So definitely want to do female, male, female, and definitely, of course, male, female, male. So I just got to pull the trigger on it. I don't want to say lower my expectations. Just I'm going to get out of my own head with it. I'm going to get out of my own way. I don't know why this has stopped me so much and why I've had all these weird hangups with it. Maybe I've watched too much porn. Maybe I'm being unrealistic. You know, I don't know. There's a lot of really attractive couples out there that have approached me. I've always kind of shied away when presented with it. Like I freaking choked. Like, you know, they're reaching out like, hey, we want to do this. And these are attractive people. And I've been like, yeah, I don't know. You know, I just kind of wasn't feeling it. And I don't know why. But I'm not going to bash myself too much because, you know, something's off and it's not right, especially with sex, any kind of sexual situation. You should always go with that. And I have. And I, you know, and so, but I'm actually now to the point where I really just want to do it. I want to experience it and I want to see what it's all about. And I don't think it's going to be a way of life or anything like that. I don't think it's going to, you know, be life-changing. I mean, you never know. That's the fun thing. That's the fun thing, guys, about doing these sex bucket lists. You know, when you go back to my very, very first one 4 years ago, I was thinking all of this would be a flash in the pan. And I'd go back to my vanilla life and my vanilla sex. And it was just kind of me being naughty and stepping out there and, ooh, isn't this cute? You know, I get to just be this, do my exploring and keep it a big secret. But a lot of this stuff stuck and a lot of it changed me. And that's just, it's been the fun part of this whole adventure. So while I don't expect that I'll turn into like always wanting to have threesomes or always want to have sex with more than one person. Hey, you know what? I don't know. The truth is, I don't know what I don't know. But I'm open and I feel like I'm ready. Year five, I'm ready. It only took me 5 years, people, but I'm ready. All right. The last thing is I want to do more. I've always thought this was hot and sexy. And I know I kind of, again, I sniffed around it, hovered around it. I have fantasies about it. If you go to my blog page or scrollthiaries.com/blog, or just go to the curiousgirldiaries.com and click on blog. See, look at the blog writings. The first year I wrote some, it was mostly actual events that I blogged about, but then I did blog a few fantasies, some sexual fantasies. And a lot of those fantasies were around a type of a cuckolding scenario. So I have that in me. I have that desire. And oh, by the way, I'm going to do an interview. It's supposed to be tomorrow with a cuckoldress. So I'm super excited. I love her podcast. She has a great podcast. And I want to, you know, I know that these things have appealed to me before. So far, I haven't really ventured down that road. But this year, I'm really going to try to do more of that because to me, it's sexy and it's hot, you know, making him watch. I love that. I mean, I love the thought of making a man sit in the chair and telling him you can't touch yourself, or maybe you can touch yourself, but you can't come, and all these things, and making him watch me while, you know, I'm getting fucked, while I'm into it, and exploring more of that erotic jealousy with someone. Because to me, that stuff is sexy. It is hot. I kind of, like I said, I toe dipped around the idea in year one. And then I was like, oh no, I don't know. You know, and then I kind of got off into the BDSM and, you know, myself being dominated, which by the way, I still consider myself completely, that's a lane. That is my lane. I love it. I'm not going to not love that. But I also kind of want to try other things too. I mean, why not? Why can't I go to the other end of the spectrum? I can. That's the fun part. So I just want to, you know, explore the buildup around somebody who's maybe even making them help me get ready for a date. Maybe the guy's coming over. or maybe he has to stay and I go and then, you know, I come back, or he sees a video of what's going on. I mean, there's all these, the fun thing about that is just there's so many different ways to do this and there's so many different ways to go. But I really also really love the idea of him having to be on cleanup duty. I think that is so freaking hot. So, you know, if a guy comes on my tits or comes on my stomach, you know, that he has to lick it up. I don't know. Or maybe, I mean, again, maybe he doesn't want to go that far, but he's like, I don't think I want to taste another guy's cum. That's okay. I can work around that. But I'm just saying, you know, there's just a lot of fun stuff. There's just so many different little subtle nuances and ways to go with this. So I'm really looking forward to doing that and exploring that lane, because since it's the same, but there's so many similar BDSM qualities, you know, as far as the mental aspect of it and the connection, that I just want to explore that. I feel like I will really love it and I'm excited to do it. And, you know, obviously I have to find somebody that fits that, wants to do that with me. And, but I think, you know, I think I'm off to a good start. So the idea here, guys, is that these are my top five to start. And hopefully what I want to do is try to get these all done by middle of the year. So between now and the halfway point of this year, I should have these five things checked off. I presume I'll be able to handle that pretty easily. And then by mid-year, as usually happens, once you check something off, a lot of times it opens another door, things that you didn't know, you know, you liked and enjoyed, and it leads to those things. So I'm hoping that the first five items lead me to the second five, and, you know, and it just grows from there. I mean, that's the way it's kind of rolled so far when I started, and just every year it adds to something. When I try something, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, you discover a new aspect, or another door opens, another lane to go down. So I'm thinking that I'm just going to have more of that. And I'm really, really looking forward to it. Now, guys, are you joining me? Please send me do you have a sex bucket list? Are you working on one? Do you want ideas? Go ahead and go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com and leave me a voice message. Tell me what's on your sex bucket list. I want to know. And if you need any pointers, ask me. I'm here for you. I'll throw my hat in the ring there. I'll give you my 2 cents and just tell you which way I think you should go. I'm also thinking about putting together, and I think I'm going to do this. I think I'm going to put together just a PDF, you know, like a how to start your own sex bucket list, and just really quickly, like, give you guys ideas and resources and things like that. Things I've used in the past, like when I'm brainstorming, like, geez, how do I know what I want? What do I know would be fun? It's really just picking some things and starting. Again, you can modify it along the way, which I have done over the years, over and over, it grows and expands. So don't worry about it being, you know, like it has to be all inclusive and I got to get everything. It's just to get you started. So try to pick 3 to 5 really good things and that you've always wanted to try. And if you're not sure how to do that, like I said, or what, you know, how to even get motivated or really kind of pick some things, you know where to reach me. CuriousGirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Email me. Or like I said, leave me a voicemail and I'll respond to you. And I'm happy to help you out. I want to make, you know, after the year we've had, after 2020, boy, I tell you, it really slowed me down and I'm not happy about it. I mean, it really did. It hampered my sex goals. But I just, you know, like I said, screw it. Just like I did in the very beginning. I was very just like, screw it. You know, I'm jumping in, I'm doing it. And I really have reconnected with that motivation and that determination to just get it done no matter what. Oh, we can't control what's going on right now in, you know, in the world with everything, the elections, COVID, you know, since I'm in the US and I know some people live, you know, other places, that they're not having all this crazy political stuff going on. I mean, it's a shit show over here. It's just gone crazy. But all that aside, it's not going to stop me. And it doesn't need to stop anyone else either, quite frankly. You can still get this done. You can still make your sex life a priority. So please join me with that. I'm really excited about this year and all the fun things coming with my Patreon started. I just had a really great meeting with a guy who I hired to help me with my emails that I never sent out, but also work on social media and creative ideas and help me with the Patreon. So, you know, he's really helping me brainstorm and get this going. And I'm super excited about it. I'm super excited about this year and what's to come. I've close the door on 2020. I'm like, fuck that shit. It's over. You know, I'm moving forward. And this year is going to be, I'm determined that this year will be just as fun and exciting and hot and sexy as the very first year that I ever started doing this. There, I said it. All right. Love you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.